Delta, Coca-Cola, and Major League Baseball. These are just some of the dozens of companies speaking out against new voting legislation in Georgia and other states. Georgia's law, signed late last month, imposes new ID requirements for mail-in ballots, limits the number of ballot drop boxes, and more clearly defines time for early voting. Supporters say that it ensures voting security and transparency. But voting rights advocates say that the law will disproportionately affect voters of color. That led 72 black CEOs to write a full-page ad in the New York Times urging corporate executives to oppose the law. One of the signers of that letter joins me now. He is Roger Ferguson, the CEO of TIAA and the former vice chair of the Federal Reserve. Roger Ferguson, thank you so much for joining us. Let me just start by asking, why did you sign this letter?
I have a strong point of view, as do I think the other signers, that voting is a fundamental right. We know that millions have died or sacrificed their lives to ensure that the right of Americans to vote. And I thought it was important for corporate leaders to speak up at this moment as I looked at that legislation.
So when the governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, and the backers of this law say that it's fair, that it's designed to make voting more accessible to people, how do you answer that?
Well, answering by looking at some of the issues that you raised early on. As an example, in terms of the number of drop boxes, in the city of Atlanta, the number of drop boxes based on a calculation under the law might drop from 40 to only 8. Many of those drop boxes, in fact, all of them would then be put behind doors and office buildings that would be closed during the evenings and other times when working folks may want to go in and drop off their ballot. As you observed at the very beginning, there are new restrictions on absentee ballots, for example, and the days available to request an absentee ballot have been reduced quite significantly. And so I looked at that and said, this feels to me as though maybe the intention was good, but I am a little concerned that the effect, particularly on African Americans and others, might be disproportionate and might be negative, might discourage individuals from voting whose forefathers fought really hard for the right to vote.
Did you agree with the decision by Major League Baseball to pull the All-Star game out of Georgia?
Well, look, I believe Major League Baseball made a decision based on their own analysis of what was good for the sport and, you know, what their fans and others may have wanted. And as far as I can tell, it was a direct result of the law itself. So, you know, whether or not I agree or disagree, it is not as relevant as the fact that they decided to do it based on their interpretation of the law.
And I'm asking because just this afternoon, President Biden was asked about some of this. In fact, he was asked whether the Masters golf tournament should pull out of Georgia. He said that's up to the Masters. But he said he's glad that these corporations are taking a look at these decisions. But he also said he knows that these are tough decisions because they involve people who depend on these corporations, depend on these events for their livelihood.
No, I agree. There actually are tough decisions. And the issue ultimately is whether that the law is the right law at this time in this place in America. You know, whether or not the risks to the franchise for hundreds of thousands and maybe more Georgians, you know, is worth the effort. And so I think these are clearly tough decisions. No one wants to be confronted this way. But as far as I can tell, it is all the result of a law that many of us have looked at and have some serious, serious concerns and reservations about.
What do you want to have happen? Are you talking to corporate leaders in other states that are looking at laws similarly, imposing new restrictions around voting?
I'm not personally doing that, but I think what's happened, and this show is an example of it, you know, the national debate and discussion about, you know, access to the ballot and what makes for safe and secure elections, it has risen to the top. And importantly, we see, as often occurs at moments of stress and uncertainty in America, that corporate leaders are now stepping forward and expressing a point of view based on their analysis, based on the advice they're getting from counsel, based on what they're hearing from their own clients, their own customers, and their own employees. And so I think we're in a very, very important time here in America's history where corporations are, again, finding their voice and speaking out in favor of fundamental rights, constitutional rights, the right to the ballot.
What do you make, Roger Ferguson, of, for example, the comment by the Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell responding. He was responding to what Major League Baseball has done and what this letter and what other corporations are saying who've been critical, like Delta and Coca-Cola. He said this is a coordinated campaign by powerful and wealthy people to mislead and bully the American people. He said it's all based on a big lie.
My view is that this is basically a number of individuals who are concerned about the present and future of America, who are trying very hard to raise an important question, which is, you know, with the state of electoral politics, doesn't it make sense to try to have the broadest possible access to the ballot? Given the history of this country, doesn't it make sense to try to have the broadest possible access to the ballot? Judy, you should recognize that among the 35 leading industrial economies, the United States ranks roughly 30th in terms of voter participation. You know, that can't be a position that we're proud of. I presume that we really want to see, given the history of America from beginning to this day, you know, as many native-born and naturalized American citizens exercising their franchise as possible. And I think that's what this debate is really about.
So when, for example, the former governor of South Carolina, she's a former ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, said, as she did this week, she said, big corporations are the new liberal mob in what they're calling on in criticizing this law.
I don't think this is a liberal versus conservative question. You know, you pointed out that I was a vice chairman of the Federal Reserve. I was proud to have been appointed by both Democrats and Republicans and to have worked well across the various political spectrums in the United States. I don't think this is a liberal versus conservative question. This is an American question. This is a question where, you know, I know of no one on either side of the aisle, liberal or conservative, who thinks, well, gee, the goal of America should be to reduce the number of people who exercise the franchise. We should have a representative democracy where, you know, smaller and smaller numbers of people come to the ballot. So I think it's not fair to, you know, middle-of-the-road corporate leaders such as myself and the other signers to suggest that this is liberal versus conservative. This is people standing up for, you know, hard-fought constitutional rights and making sure that they get protected as fully as possible.
One other subject I want to raise with you, and that is President Biden's call to raise the corporate tax rate from 21% to 28%. What is your view of that?
Yeah, my view of that is that there will be an active debate around that question. We know full well that the Biden administration has called for and Congress has approved a $1.9 trillion support package, and they're talking about, you know, more trillions to support infrastructure and other things. And, you know, over time, all that has to be paid for. So I think it's important for Congress and the president to come to a point of view to figure out, you know, how we are going to manage this load in terms of debt being built. So, you know, I look forward to seeing in the fullness of time exactly how Congress and the administration, you know, resolve this very, very important question.
Do you think it's a good idea?
I think in some places it may well be. We have to be very, very careful. We already have, for some, a very high corporate tax rate. Part of the question is, what is the so-called effective tax rate? And so an issue may well be, okay, if they're going to raise the rate, what are the deductions that corporations are going to be allowed to have? And so I think it's a complicated story, not simply around the, sort of the headline number or the rate. But how does the law allow corporations to deal with various kinds of expenses that they have and whether or not they're being appropriately written off?
Roger Ferguson, who is the CEO of TIAA, the Financial Services Corporation, and, of course, also former vice chair of the Federal Reserve. Thank you very much.
Judy, thank you so much for giving me this chance to talk with you.